Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's take a break from the news now for a jazz edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Kiana Faircloth is the voice of Afternoon Jazz at WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. She's also the host of the jazz podcast Artemisy and joins us now. Kiana, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm excited to be here.
Well, and tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you first get into jazz?
Well, I was kind of a weird kid, I guess you could say. I started listening to jazz probably in middle school. I was first introduced to the music by my parents. They used to take me to all kinds of concerts. I oftentimes found myself to be the only kid in the jazz club in my hometown of Washington, D.C. We used to frequent a place called Blues Alley a lot. And I actually fell in love with Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. And I used to just literally sit in my room and listen to it and just kind of get taken away in the music.
Well, let's get to some of the music that you have brought us. The first one is called Footprints. This is by Ezra Collective. So tell us why you picked this one.
Oh, I love Ezra Collective. It's a group out of the UK. And this particular rendition of Footprints, of course, Wayne Shorter's original composition coming off of his album, I believe it was 1967's Adam's Apple. And it reminds me that, you know, one of my missions as a DJ on WBGO has been sort of to connect the dots between what's past and present, sort of that idea of Sankofa, having to look back in order to move forward. And I feel like Ezra Collective really does a great job with this version of Footprints. It's actually coming out on an album called Blue Note Reimagined, which is going to be released on October 16th. So really looking forward to that record.
And Ezra Collective, by the way, is made up of millennials. They make a point of pointing that out. Is that unusual in the jazz world?
Well, not so much now. I think the torch has certainly been passed. Millennials taking to this music is something that I have a passion for, being a millennial myself, of course. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely one of those groups that I feel everybody needs to be listening to right now.
All right, well, the next one we have is Zora's Moon by Candace Hoyes. Listen.
Well, if you go out tonight and the moon is up, you get the state the moon is in right now. But anyhow, if the moon is shining, you go out and you run and it'll follow you.
Now, by the way, the tape that you hear there at the beginning is from a radio interview from 1943. Tell us more about this one.
Yeah, so this one, Zora's Moon, Candace Hoyes was actually inspired to write this based on an interview that Zora Neale Hurston gave, where she recalled being a child and innocently thinking that as she moved about the world, that the moon was following her and only her. So I love this tune because it just really makes you stop and remember, you know, what it means to be innocent as a child, the joy that that brings, especially now, you know, just being happy and being free.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, next up we have Freeze Tag. This is by Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, Ninth Wonder, and Kamasi Washington, featuring Felix. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love one. I've been looking for the dove. Then they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. So would this fit into the category of jazz?
I think this one, you can say, is a blend of different things. Mm-hmm. Of course, on this tune, you have Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, Kamasi Washington, all of these cats who find themselves, you know, in several genres of music, lending their talents. But on this tune, the thing that strikes me are the lyrics that Felix sings, you know, about it being summer. But at the same time, if you think about the experience for summer, for people of color in this country, sometimes it isn't as carefree as we'd like for it to be. And so this tune is kind of a reminder that being joyful in the face of everything that's happening around us, you know, it really is a revolutionary act.
All right, the next one we have is If It's Magic. This is by Artemis.
If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails. Like on seashores there are shells. Like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe.
Tell us about this one.
This one, I absolutely love. It gives me hope. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant is actually singing this one. And Artemis is a group that's comprised of just a whole bunch of girl power. It's got Renee Rosnes, Annette Cohen, Melissa Aldana, Ingrid Jensen. These women have come together. They are putting out their debut album very soon. And this rendition is actually of a Stevie Wonder tune. And it reminds me that, you know, love still remains, even in everything that's happening right now around us.
All right, we have time for one more. This is All I Need by Jacob Collier, featuring Mahalia and Ty Dolla $ign.
Hi, I love the way that I feel when you put your arms over me. Oh, hi. Like the way that you get in the groove and you work with me. Only me. Cause every time I think about it, can't stop thinking about it. That you were all I need.
You were all I need.
I love thinking of all the kisses you could give me if I came around.
So this is another London-based jazz musician and another all-star collaboration.
Yeah, Jacob Collier really is incredible. He's a powerhouse. He's a producer. He's a multi-instrumentalist. And he has this way of bringing people together that you wouldn't even imagine he could, like Mahalia and Ty Dolla $ign on this one. So I absolutely love this record and the lyrics as well on this one. You know, a sweet reminder that even though we're in the midst of a pandemic, we can still, you know, have the hope of new love. And so that's sort of been the thing for me during everything that's happening around us, to sort of remind myself that there's hope, there's love, there's still great things to look forward to. And this is one of those tracks that really reminds me of that.
It's Kiana Faircloth, host of Afternoon Jazz on WBGO in Newark, New Jersey, and host of the Artemisy podcast. Kiana, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
And you can find all our picks at our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.
All I need.
All I need.